don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know, Tracy, we always like to have a party, honey, and keep the things alive and, you know, entertaining and making you laugh.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes we have to bring it down.
Sometimes we do, because mm-hmm. that is a part of life.
That's right.
And that's why we've got Carly calling to break some bad news. Hey, Carly.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We sound a lot, you know, more chipper than you. So, of course, something's not good that's going on. So tell us what's happening in your world, Carly.
Okay, so she's my neighbor, but I would consider her my friend. Her name is Katie, and she has recently joined this like fitness program, and it's teaching her how to be a fitness coach herself. So, you know, Katie, she's a very strong woman. Sometimes she can be a little pushy about things, and especially like new things that she's into. She's really gung ho about becoming this coach. So she posts like all over social media and like group threads with our friends and things like that. And I'm all here for it. Like, I love supporting, you know, my friends, but it's getting a little bit too much. Like, she would send me chain texts when I'm on vacation with my family just to, like, talk about, like, honestly talk about her, you know, her fitness journey and what she's trying to do, and even trying to, like, FaceTime me and have, like, long conversations about what she should do and how she can't wait to start this camp and all this other stuff. And like I said, like I love that she's doing this and I want to support her, but it's becoming a little bit too much. And I kind of want to tell her that I'm just not interested anymore. Like, I appreciate her offering it to me, but I'm just not partaking in her fitness program anymore. So
got it.
Oh,
okay. So you know who this kind of reminds me of? Who's the chick from The Real Housewives? Who's the coach?
Teddy?
Teddy!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Teddy from The Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's right.
That's what reminds me of. Okay, so again, Carly, you are friends, neighbors with Katie, and she, of course, is a fitness coach, and she just wants to make sure that you understand what her life is all about, being healthy, and include herself into your vacation time, and it's just... It's become too much for you.
Yeah.
Way too much. Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? You're going to break the bad news to her by saying what? You need to chill out, or listen, I don't want to be a part of this program anymore?
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell her, like, I want to support her, but just she's come on so heavy. Like, give me some time to kind of, like, come to you and say, hey, I'm interested in this again. Because, like, I showed her some interest mm-hmm. in it, but she just took it overboard. She was like, okay, she's interested, so let's just, like, bombard her with all this stuff. And I don't do well with that. Like, I don't do well with stuff like that. I think right now she just needs to, like, understand where I'm coming from, and then in the future, if I want to get back into it, let me come to her.
For sure.
Right now, she's doing way too much, honestly.
It's like her eyes are obsessed with your body right now.
Yeah.
She wants to mold you as best as she can. You're like, honey, I'm not into you.
Right.
I don't want that.
I'm good.
You got to go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Carly, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Katie that, listen, you really appreciate her being, you know, your fitness coach, but she really needs to chill out and just including herself into your everyday possible minute of your life, because that's not really what you're there for. So it's happening next to Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking some bad news. That is definitely what's going on today with Carly.
That's right. We've got Carly calling to break some bad news to her neighbor and friend, Katie. So I guess Katie has joined a fitness program and she's become a coach. And she is gung-ho about this, right? She loves being a coach, but Katie's a bit pushy. She's been sharing all her journeys on social media and including everybody in a thread. She's been sending text messages while Carly's been on vacation with her family. Right. She even wants to FaceTime about everything, too. And you know what? Carly's just like, I'm just not interested, but I support you. So she's calling to break the bad news. Like, I don't want to be a part of your fitness program.
I'm not interested in you.
I'm not.
I don't want to be part of this relationship anymore.
It's not you, it's me.
Carly, you should just send her a picture of like yourself eating a gallon of ice cream, and then that might just call it a day.
I love it.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We're going to meet our phone now. You'll be able to hear us, Carly, but of course, Katie will not, and then we'll just eventually chime in to help you to break the bad news. Sound good?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hey, neighbor. You finally ready to break a sweat? Hey, Katie, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, okay, so first of all, I just want to let you know, like, I am here for what you're doing right now with the whole body coach thing. I know you've been looking for something to, like, get involved in, and I'm happy that you finally found something that you love, you know. And
thank you.
Yes, and I know, you know, you've been kind of sending me a lot of text messages and emails about what you're trying to do and how you're trying to get your fitness program off the ground and how you want me to be a part of it. And
well, I mean, I'm trying to be a good supportive friend. You know, statistically speaking, if you have a workout buddy, you're 68% more likely to work out. So, you know, I'm just trying to keep us both accountable. You know, and I realize that most of that's been kind of falling on me, but it was my initiative, so I'm fine with that. You know, so I'm just trying to make sure that I keep at it so that, you know, we actually get somewhere.
Right, which is great. That all of that, what you just said, is great. But awesome. I just wanted to let you know that I, you know, I appreciate you extending this offer to me and wanting me to be a part. But I'm going to have to say, I'm just going to have to pass. I don't want to be a part of it at all.
You're going to pass now? Like, no. I mean, like, I'm sorry if you feel like I've been contacting you too much, but, like, you already said, I have signed you up already.
Here, let's break
it. We've been talking about this for weeks.
Hey, yes. Hi, good morning. Is this Katie?
Yes, who is this, please?
This is Krista, and this is Tracy. We are huge fans of fitness. We love to stay active and fit, and we heard, like, you're fabulous, according to your fabulous neighbor, Carly, that you're a fitness coach and so much more. But you happen now to be exposed to so many areas of Madtown. This is Krista, the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I am a little in shock, but I guess I'm okay.
Listen, we just promoted you to thousands and thousands of people.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. I do. I'm just a little confused because, like, I mean, Carly's not just my neighbor. She's my friend. And, I mean, I thought we were supporting each other. So this is kind of like, I feel like I'm being a little bit blindsided right now.
Okay.
Because this is the first I'm hearing that she didn't want to be a part of it.
Right. So the reason why we're on this phone call is that, you know, if you listen to the show, we do Breaking Bad News. So she's like, Krista, Tracy, I'm going to need some help because I do really care about her. I love that, you know, she's doing this fitness. I wanted to be a part of it, but it's just become too much. I'm not sure that Carly is into it as much as you are, like 24/7.
Right.
She definitely is into the fitness, but kind of needs some breathers, especially when it comes to, you know, her private time, like vacations and stuff like that. You know, it's no biggie. Like,
right.
It's just, you know, ugh.
Yeah.
How am I doing, Carly?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a biggie because, I mean, she hasn't worked out at all yet. That's why I've been on her case so much. And also, like I said, like, he is just telling me now she doesn't want to be a member, but I already signed her up. So, I mean, either she's going to pay for a membership or I'm going to have the loss. Like, I appreciate this, but she wasn't honest with me until now for whatever reason, needed to bring me on the radio to let me know that she doesn't actually want to be a part of it. So, like I said, I feel like I'm being a bit blindsided.
Sure.
Katie made me think that she wanted to work out, that she wanted to get in shape, and I thought I was helping keep her accountable.
Well, I mean, as you guys can see, just telling her that I wasn't going to be, you know, interested in doing it on my own without your help, she wasn't going to take no for answer. So this is why I had to do a drastic, you know, make a drastic choice by coming on here to get some help because, I mean, honestly, I was excited when she first asked me about it and told me about it, but then it just, she took the fun out of it. Honestly, like, she just took the fun out of working out. Like, I don't think working out has to be this militant thing, and you know, she's not encouraging me.
Right.
You know, she's not encouraging me. She's not helping me. And she's kind of like making it an intimidating thing. Like, I don't even want to work out with her, to be honest.
I just
wish you had been honest with me rather than bringing it on the radio and making an issue of it. Because, like, for 3 weeks, I've been putting extra time into trying to motivate you, thinking that I was helping you. So I just wish that you had been honest with me.
It is evident. And I'm going to say this with sensitivity here. You can clearly tell the differences between both of you and your intentions on this workout program. Katie, I can tell you're obviously very passionate, but you're a little intense. And so I could see Carly being kind of a little nervous to talk to you about this, and hence why it's become so much, too much actually, that's been involved in her life. So how about about this, because we're here always to help out. Because you said you paid for her already, she's already in the program, we're going to take that cost and we'll take care of that. And then hopefully you ladies can come back together and maybe, you know, be a part of this program. Or maybe you just go out sometime and jog and work out in other ways, but not have to be a part of the program. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, like I said, if I had had any idea that she wasn't interested, I would have backed off weeks ago.
Yeah. I think she gets that.
Yeah, she does. But maybe
I do get that. Mm-hmm. I get that.
But maybe this is a start for better communication in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, honestly, Trace and I'll work out with you.
Yeah, we will. I mean, yeah, maybe we can help out that way.
Let me know. I'm obviously available.